30 seconds, Al.
Al, you can have mine.
Nights like this are tough. I've sat on that side of the table. Nights like this are difficult. Certainly during that night, we heard from pretty much everyone that was against Drexel Town Square. But I can tell you, when you take that vote, when you push the community forward, when you do the right thing for the community, there is a true sense of community pride when something like that takes hold. And Franklin is going to be known for something. Franklin is going to be a destination. It's a destination already. The Rock is attracting people from everywhere, from Illinois, from all over the Midwest. And this will do it on an even a grander scale. With the indoor facility, you will have people coming there all year. It's a true, wonderful opportunity for the city of Franklin. I am happy to be a new resident, and I will be very happy if this gets approved. And we can enjoy it as a community. This will be a jewel for the city of Franklin. Thank you.
Thank you, Al.
My name is Rhonda Drager. I live at 2925 Westacre Avenue, Franklin. I'm sorry to change the topic, but I did want you to know I'm here tonight about topic 7 and 9, about the splitting of our property. My husband and I have been working with the city for almost a year, and we've done almost everything that they've asked us to do, and so I'm just asking for the approval to split our property. Thank you.
Wait a minute, you did almost everything we asked?
I've done everything Orrin has asked us. I've met with him many times.
I'm teasing you.
Yes, so thank you for hearing me.
Hello, David Drager, 2925 West Acre Avenue, Franklin, Wisconsin, and I agree with my wife. please, we'd like to stay in Franklin and build a home in Franklin, and yeah, that's about it. I'll just make a side comment for a lady that compared you guys to communism. I come from a country where it is. This is not a communism. Go and live there first.
Teresa Sink, 6923 West Imperial Drive. I've lived in Franklin for over 20 years. I realize this night is emotional for many people, but to attack somebody personally, which I've heard a lot of tonight, I just think is unacceptable. Mr. Zimmerman, thank you very much for investing in our community. I have grandchildren now that are now living here, and I am glad they have a place to go. I look forward to being able to go and watch them play baseball. But most of all, I just thank you for investing in this area. We need business in this area. You look at Century, we need to invest back into Franklin. I've been coming to these meetings since this was first started, when you first proposed this. And we talked about how much we needed business, and yet I have seen very little business in the last 3 to 4 years. So I encourage you to really, let's all look at this, and, you know, I just really encourage you to be fair about this. So thank you. And thank you, Mike. I really do appreciate you investing back in a community that you not only live, but that you grew up in.
Scott Solansky from 8565 South 68th Street. And before I go into my things, is that I've been to the Oak Creek Drexel Town Center, and I have read this and numerous other things that have been put on the agenda, and this is not the Oak Creek Drexel Town Center. This is completely different. This is being put on a landfill. So let's make the record straight. First thing, Alderwoman Wilhelm, on I think it was February 2nd, you made a very clear statement that this could be very antagonistic one way or the other. And some people could be for, and some people could be against it. And you made the comment that the comments should be made accurate and fair. On March 17th, in the morning, there was this article in the Milwaukee Journal that states more details sought on the Parkland Commons plans. And the article clearly states that the city, which is the Department of Planning by Mr. DeTille, is looking for more information before going forward. That evening, on March 17th, the Planning Commission passed it. Now, is that fair?
On page 39 of that proposal of 105 pages, it states that staff recommends that the applicants receive the project narrative to identify how the proposed project is compatible with the existing adjacent land uses, and that it is not contrary to the general welfare and economic prosperity of the immediate neighborhoods. The revised proposal shows 300 apartments and a hotel. Is that fair? I happened to look at the latest information that was put on the website, which I think was late Friday afternoon. And there was a market study that was dated March 11, 2016, by, and I excuse me for the pronunciation, by Mr. Morgenberger and his group. And it says, and it states, from the discussion with the City of Franklin Economic Development Director, it was indicated that if the project was approved, the change of zoning to a PDD would likely be allowed. So even the Economic Product Director has stated in that report that the rezoning should occur after the project is approved. So is this fair? You're voting before that project is approved. Finally, let's review the new financial studies that were also given a late Friday night, put on the internet, not only by the Morgenberg that I mentioned, but also C.S. Johnson. And there's a lot of apartments that was talked about. This is the great thing for apartments. Then it dawns on me, all right, this is not a proposal about the BARC expansion. This is a proposal to change an existing single-family residence that's on the master plan from single-family to a multi-use. Okay, regardless of what you guys do, all right? And let me ask the planning manager, Ms. Joel Detail, how many conditions do you have on this proposal?
No, it's 3 minutes, but it's not. It's comment, not answer.
Okay. But let me ask, I'll tell you that. There are 39 conditions on this proposal, okay? How many of those conditions will protect the residents that are there from having the property adjacent to them being zoned multifamily? In other words, regardless if you vote on this and it's passed, and if this project does not go ahead, those residents are still screwed, okay? You have already passed that zone to be changed to multifamily. And in other words, a developer who bought that property at a distressed price when it was single family can now resell it because you have zoned it, rezoned it multifamily. My question is to the Common Council, is that fair?
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
I guess everything that's been said tonight.
Name and address, please, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry. Betty Buss, 7231 South Cambridge Drive. I guess I'm shocked because I thought this was a meeting to discuss things further, and here you're making a decision tonight on rezoning. I mean, it's just like unbelievable. Also, the master plan, you spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to set up master plans that are supposed to be how the city should be set up. And whenever a developer comes in or decides to do something different, you just change the zoning. And all these homes that are in Stonehenge and Wyndham have built out there because of the master plan. Also, where in Milwaukee is there such a beautiful subdivision as Wyndham and Stonehenge in Franklin? And you're going to destroy that subdivision. And do you know how much those two subdivisions pay in taxes every year? $2 million. So you should consider these people that are paying these taxes and supporting the city of Franklin before you jump too fast. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Marcianella Weiko. I live at 7141 South Cambridge Drive. And if it makes a difference, I have lived in Franklin my entire life. I oppose the rezoning for many reasons. One of them has been brought up, many of them have been brought up by the people that were speaking ahead of me. But one thing that Betty, the woman in front of me, who is also a neighbor, indicated is in fact true, that right now that area is one of the most preferred areas for residential living that there is in Franklin. And if you change that zoning, that we have been promised, that have been there that was existing as R2 when we built our homes, you will make it one of the least. So I ask that you vote no. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
I'm Ellen Shiflett. I live at 8998 West Stonehenge Drive. Mike's my neighbor. I'm very pleased to say we've had very civil conversations with him on this topic, different from some of what I've heard tonight and that wicked Witch of the West stuff that happened with the school board meeting, which at that point made me be embarrassed to live in Franklin, I have to tell you. But I got up and I thought I was going to make a summary statement. I thought I'd be the last person in line. Look at the line behind me. This whole topic has made me learn so much about the community that I've lived in off and on for 20 years. I am so impressed with my neighbors. They're intelligent, well-researched, well-spoken, and they care about where they live very much. You, the council, you might have just awakened a sleeping giant. It's going to be very interesting to see how these people remain activists as we move forward on this point. The last time we were here, Mike had his board of experts in front of us. And I have to say, they did an incredible job, except for that man in the dog sniffing. I'm not going to let you forget that one. But at the end of that presentation, it was like all the air got sucked out of this room. We just sort of sat there like, whoa, what was that truck that hit us? And I do believe, Mayor, that you and some of the council members interpreted that as our approval to what was presented. In fact, we were just wiped away. I regretted that I didn't get up that night and say something, and that's why I'm speaking today. Your expert said that there would be 80,000 people going through the intersection of 76th and Rawson every weekend. Now, Mike told me that may have been a misstatement. But wouldn't it be unfortunate if I couldn't get out of my subdivision, go out on Rawson Avenue, and drive up to some of these wonderful things that are being proposed here? Because I'm going to be competing with 80,000, give or take. I'm with you on that one. But a lot of people. The older woman at the end was at the last listening session. She had to leave early. But I did charge you at that time that before this moves forward, I would like to know what the impact on costs for police, firemen, any kind of paramedics, road improvements, and how that's going to impact on my taxes. And Mayor and council members, until you can tell me that, give me at least a ballpark figure, you have no right to vote yes on changing this. We need answers. We're not the villain. We love this community, but we need more answers before this moves forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Good people.
Peter A. Jankowski, 8160 South 77th Street in Franklin. I get to follow smart and interesting and that's not good. But I heard her so open mic in those 3 minutes, that's why I'm here tonight. I don't have anything planned. I didn't sit down for 2 days and kind of figure things out here. But a couple of things, I was standing in the very back corner, struck a nerve with me. And to continue here, I don't trust Mr. Zimmerman. I don't think he's on all the different terms. I heard trust, I think, two or three times. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to me. What Mike has done for this community, I'm new to the community. I've been in this community now for about 2 years. And for someone to be as generous as he is to say, I'm going to put back into the community for the sake of my kids and this, the people that live here. And for always, every time I pick up the paper or look at something online or wherever it might be, it's always, let's find out a way not to do something. And I got to tell you, I saw something in the paper that said nothing, Bill. Okay. We can keep it that way if we want. Change is good. The Rock has been great. There's going to be change. I respect the people that have the property and the value is going to change. I understand that. I think that we're smart people. We can figure out those answers. But let's try to do it together, not sit and try to find ways not to do something. The part about trust, I didn't care for that, and I want to go on record and say that I do trust Mike and what he is doing. I have my notes here, and I have, what, another minute and a half, right, so I can make up stuff if I want to.
Oh, you do have a minute and a half.
I don't have the answers. I don't have the answers at all. I don't have the numbers in front of me. All I know is that it's embarrassing to me when we got someone here that's willing to open up his pocket to say, let's make this a better place. We always try to find a way to fight it. This part is smart here. These guys are smart here. Let's do this together and figure it out. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
Rhonda Simonson, 7485 Hill Valley Court, Greendale. I'm here to speak in opposition. I have lived through this nightmare since the project has been, the first phase of this project has been built. I have not entertained one time in my backyard. I have not had anybody over because of the lights, the noise pollution. I personally have called the Franklin Police Department on numerous occasions. They do not seem to be bothered by it. While I don't want to call Mr. Zimmerman out on this, I don't trust him. The gentleman before me said Noville or whatever it was. I say you're making Zimmerland is what you're making out of this place. I do have a concern about the taxes in Franklin, even though I'm not a Franklin resident. I sell real estate, and I will tell you, if those homes are sold at a loss in that subdivision, they will be going to the assessors, and they will be asking to have their taxes reassessed. And if they're, and they will do it off of the purchase value. And if they have to have them reassessed, the values are going to go down significantly for your tax base. You guys need to know that. The other thing I have to say is you talked, the only thing when I heard the people about the BMX saying he did a great job and all that, and I'm grateful for that, I didn't hear one person that talked on behalf of the BMX that lived in the area that they're around this, I called Zimmerland, and I'm going to keep referring to it as that. You heard South Milwaukee, you heard Oconomowoc, you heard West Dallas, you did not hear any Franklin. What is that telling you? It's great if you can come and visit it and play there and then go back to your home where it's peace and quiet, which is what I do not have anymore. I ask that you take some time, think about this. There's an old saying, haste makes waste. You should let the DNR review this thing and then come back and then take a vote on it. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bruce Davey, 3658 West Cypress Lane. I have a couple of rhetorical questions to ask. How many times do the citizen taxpayers of Franklin have to say no before the stadium project is stopped? How many times does the city of Franklin have to reject the stadium project? It also should be noted that Milwaukee County and the Wisconsin DNR, to the best of my knowledge, have not approved this project. Another rhetorical question. Has an environmental impact study been completed that addresses a stadium development on a county landfill? Before I go any further, you should know that I am not in favor of my tax dollars financing the stadium development. I do not support my taxes being increased or even the semblance of being increased for all the infrastructure that goes into this project. I am not supportive of taxpayer funding private entities and their projects without receiving taxes or some kind of contributions so that we, the taxpayers, and the city doesn't put up all the money. I request that you do the right thing by saying no to private developers using our money to fund their projects. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Dave Simonson, 7485 Hill Valley Court, Greendale. I am here to voice my opinion, I hope not for the last time,
But I have a property that is immediately to the east of the complex right now. And I have dealt with all the environmental issues that everybody has talked about here tonight. I have lived for the last 58 years within eyesight of this land. When I was 6 years old, I moved here, and I played in the dump that is now the baseball commons area. If you people would have seen what that dump looked like and what was in it back then, that was not a controlled dump. Everybody and anything was dumped there. The vivid memory I have of that area was my grandpa took me there to take some garbage there. And right in the middle was a 40-foot high pile of tires. And they were just burning away. And I'm like, Grandpa, how could they do that? Well, he said, you take 5 50-gallon drums of kerosene, you put it in the middle, and you just keep dumping the tires until you get a big enough pile, and then you light it. And then it burns for a couple weeks. Black soot smoke. So then he's looking around, and he's like, you know, Dave, he says, you really shouldn't be playing here. Because all around us, the ground was just purging of you name it. It was horrible. And I was only 6 years old, and I still remember that. And that dump had been like that for many, many years before I saw it. That is not a controlled landfill. All the stuff that had got dumped there for 40 years prior to me being 6 years old just got filled over with dirt. That methane that everybody's talking about, that's a real thing. I saw that methane tube burning across the highway from me for 10 years. Constant flame. There's methane still in there. It's made purged out the west side right now, but that is very unsafe soil for many reasons, not just the methane. So I'm here to let you guys know, you promised us that this whole project was going to pivot on a DNR approval. That has not taken place. I haven't seen or heard or read any data that supports that that soil in that area is deemed safe for any type of development. So I urge you to wait for the DNR and for their data before you move forward on this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Michael DeGrave, 9421 South 94th Street. I'm in front of you all today to discuss my displeasure with the new sports complex that Mike Zimmerman and his fellow colleagues are proposing in the city of Franklin. As a local resident and business owner, a business that is actually nationally recognized in the baseball market, I have dealt with Mike Zimmerman and MKE Sports Entertainment on a few occasions. These guys are some of the grimiest, backstabbing businessmen you ever
meet. Sir, let's keep it.
I won't permit you to do that.
We're good. I got it. They'll do anything to pad their own pockets. We'll not care about the performance of the actual complex. If it's run like the current structure, it'll probably be abandoned in a few short years after completion. I have personally had employees of Mike Zimmerman come to my office looking for jobs in the baseball market, stating their displeasure with him and how the Rock Sports Complex conducts its current business. I actually see a few of these faces among us in the crowd today. I just wanted to stand in front of you all tonight and show you who the real Mike Zimmerman is, how malicious he really can be. This is a man that is trying to give back to the city of Franklin. This is a man that's increasing his own potential wealth.
And competing nicely against you.
Keith Hauerwas, 7987 South Susanna Court. I'm here just to speak about part of this proposal. I understand is a coffee shop and a possible link of the Oak Creek bike trail to the sports complex. This is an up-and-coming concept of recreational biking and hiking that's going to start exploding. Our group, my wife and I, belong to a very active and large club, and a lot of other clubs in the Milwaukee area use the Oak Leaf Trail extensively. At this point, the best known destination and the best widest used destination in Franklin when we're down this way is the bathrooms at the sports complex. It's used as a turnaround point for the halfway or three-quarter point of the ride, which we will then go back north or east into other communities, conclude our activity, and spend our food and drink dollars in some other community. We need this to attract people to this area. Attracting people of this caliber and doing this kind of activity are also kind of the kind of people that are going to get the marvelous Chef Fecker to come here also. Thank you.
Thank you. Jim Lucky, I'd like to speak one more time, Mayor Olson. My main purpose here is to talk in favor of the baseball commons, but I do need to make one quick thing about the Barn Museum project. We're not going to leave. I spoke shortly, and there was some misinformation here that I feel I have the right to correct. Okay, we're not going to leave a big hole in the ground. And it's not a four-car garage. I was one of three gentlemen that disassembled an 1880s historic barn, and we put it into storage. And while we do have to meet state building codes, that does bring in some change on the barn. It's a museum, and what matters is what's in it. And what's in it was the history of the farming life of Franklin. We're going to have a beautiful tractor. We're going to have a farm fanning mill in there, amongst many other displays. And what's even more important is we're going to educate the children and the people of Franklin. Just how the building actually looks or goes up, it's secondary. What I just stated is what's really important. Now, to the baseball commons. I've supported this thing from the beginning. It's a beautiful project. It'll really bring some economic development to Franklin. Now, I get around a lot in the community, and I talk to a lot of people, and a lot of people know that I'm familiar with what's going on with the project. And I have to tell you, outside of the group right here, mostly tonight, most people I've spoken to, practically all of them, want this project. They see it as a tremendous opportunity for the city of Franklin. They see it as a place where they could go for family entertainment, go for the ballpark. They could go to high-end restaurants. It's something that this community really needs. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lee.
Hi, Dan Kinsey, 10650 West Vistaview Circle in Methuen, Wisconsin. I'm the Senior Vice President of Operations for MK Esports, and one of my responsibilities is to oversee the baseball operations for all of our teams in Indiana and in New York. And I personally was able to see this past summer the special relationship between the communities and these ball teams. I had a chance to be at all of our stadiums this past summer and speak to people as they came in to enjoy our games. And every single one that I spoke to spoke of the civic pride that they had in the team. One of the things that we do at each one of our ballparks in each city is to create a committee of folks from the community. We have business owners, we have residents, and we have people from the mayor's office on this board. And what they do is they provide us feedback, tell us what we're doing well, and they also give us advice on how to do things better for the community. So I think if you give this this project an opportunity, I think you guys will all see the civic pride that you'll see in this as well. One other thing I wanted to mention, MK Esports, currently we have our headquarters in downtown Milwaukee. We lease space from the Wisconsin Center District at the Milwaukee Panther Arena. And our intentions are to bring the entire front office to this ballpark, and we will have our headquarters here in Franklin, where every one of our employees will be working. Many of them will choose to live in the community and take part in what we do out here. So I just want to tell you that there's a real opportunity here, and I hope you don't miss out on this.
Thank you.
Good evening. Chef Michael Fecker, 6913 West North Avenue, Wauwatosa. Well, for some of you that know me, I'm all about flavor, so I just wanted to share a recipe with all of you. So get your
hey, Chef, you got 3 minutes.
3 minutes is going.
And right then you're now. Going to my house.
I am all about flavors. I've had my eyes on Franklin for many, many, many years, and I think it's the right time to be here. And as my mother used to tell me, don't follow the herd, create a path. I hope you give me a chance to create a path of flavor and cook for every one of you. And as far as Mike is concerned, I had a chance to meet him and become friends through a mutual friend, but I think his integrity should be respected. I really do so. I can't wait to cook for all of you.
Casper Green, 3519 West Forest Hill Avenue.
How do you spell that?
No E on the end. Just plain green. I am so upset I hardly know what to say. Because of the fact you have attacked some friends of mine, many of you did. I've known Steve Taylor ever since he came on the scene in Franklin. I consider Steve a friend. Although he and I are of different political persuasions, I'm one way and he is the other. We are still friends. I do not believe that he is on the take, as somebody came up here and insinuated. On the other hand, I do not believe Mr. Zimmerman would pay him off, because when you say what you said, you're accusing them both of being crooks. Now, if you want to talk about crooks and people being paid off, why don't you go to Washington, D.C.? Why don't you go to Madison? Why don't you look at the people that are raising funds? Now, that's what politicians do if they want to stay in office, if they want to advertise. They have to accept funds from somebody. So don't call Mr. Zimmerman a crook. Don't call Steve Taylor a crook, because I don't believe it, and I would think that most of the people in Franklin that know them don't think they're crooks. And I know every person around this table here, the front table. I've been on the scene. I come to council meetings almost all the time. I've been doing it for 22 years since I retired. And for your information, those people who don't know me, my job before I retired was communicating with people. And I found out many, many, many years ago that you don't get a person on your side by insulting them. And that's what many of you have done to these people here. And I give Mr. Zimmerman credit for trying to invest some of his money in Franklin. And I hope it goes through, just so you know it. But don't get up in front of this big crowd and insult our leaders here, because I resent that. I think every one of them are honorable people. And that includes number one through number six and everybody in between. I like all these people. I'm friends with all of them. And I was sitting over in my chair listening to some of these insults, and I could hardly sit and listen to them because I was so upset. And so don't come into Franklin and start insulting our leadership, because I will not agree with you, and there's a whole bunch of other Franklin citizens that will not agree with you either.
Thank you, Mr. Green.